what's really different about Part Zero is our network. Our network of 550 plus fund managers covering more than $4.5 trillion of AUM globally, and their ability to get real collaboration with those parties. And that results in a shared understanding of the emissions and the related risks. And then from that, you get better data naturally as a byproduct almost of the collaboration of risk management.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Green Away podcast. My name is Eliza Bavin, and I'm a senior journalist here at Financial Standard. Australian superannuation funds are facing increased accountability in managing climate-related financial risks. Detailed disclosure requirements, evolving regulatory standards, and fiduciary duties amplify the need for precise emissions data, particularly at the holding level. To help meet ongoing requirements, a number of super funds have teamed up with Path Zero. And joining me to speak more on this is co-founder and chief executive of Path Zero, Carl Prinz. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So let's just start pretty generally. Can you please just explain to our listeners what is Path Zero and what it is that you do?
Thank you. Yes. Well, we've all seen the explosive growth of private markets, estimated to be around $13 trillion in AUM globally, and the continued allocation to private markets by asset owners, including superannuation in Australia. And as that's happened, the portfolio sizes have grown, and the need for data in these private markets portfolios has just increased, as you mentioned, regulatory pressure, et cetera. So the problem that Part Zero or addresses in particular that we're tackling is that fragmentation of data in private markets. And so what we do is we create one secure platform that connects the various parties in private markets, asset owners, fund managers, operating entities, onto the one platform to enable and to facilitate the calculation and flow of data within private markets.
And that helps for audit preparedness as well, right? When regulators or anyone comes to these kind of large asset owners and is able to say, you know, what's going on, they're able to have more access to that data. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we help to substantiate the disclosures made by our asset owner clients, specifically in private markets. So if there is a question around holding level data, this is the means by which you can prove that you have that information and you're managing that. And as it relates to emissions, again, the same thing.
And how does it work exactly? How are you doing things differently at Path Zero? Because obviously there's a lot of different ways that large asset owners can kind of keep track of data. So what makes this stand out?
Well, first as to how it works, I think the concept for us is to start at the asset owner and start with the information that they have available to them, often a middle office system that they have, and work with our clients to use that data in the first instance to create a view of the availability of data and emissions data in their private market portfolio. From there is an engagement process with fund managers and ultimately through to the holdings, the indirect holdings and direct holdings that they have, to surface better quality data than that initial estimate. And then once that data comes back, there's an analytics process to look at the portfolio and identify where further insight-driven engagement may be necessary within the network.
So how are you guys doing it differently at Path Zero then?
So today our asset owner clients can look to data service providers to provide them with some level of insight and transparency into their private markets portfolio. What's really different about Path Zero is our network. Our network of 550 plus fund managers covering more than $4.5 trillion of AUM globally, and their ability to get real collaboration with those parties. And that results in a shared understanding of the emissions and the related risks. And then from that, you get better data naturally as a byproduct almost of the collaboration of risk management. Certainly, it's not unique to put these three parties on one platform and say, please share your data. But we have a few unique features of the network that's really enabled this to work. One of them is around data ownership and security. Path Zero does not own and sell data. We facilitate the transfer of information between parties. So our role is to make it available as opposed to owning it, cleansing it, and selling it. That's quite different in market. Secondly, our interoperability with other platforms and other consultants. So think about this as a way to pull all of your information together into one place as opposed to necessarily doing all of the calculations in the network. Third part is that there's calculation embedded. So it's not like there's just a form that you're sending out and you're asking someone for data. You're actually equipping them with the tools to create the information. And lastly, all of this is insight driven. So we know that there's so much information to calculate and to collect within these investment portfolios. You really need to focus your care and attention on the areas that are going to enhance your understanding of the risk the most and enable you to manage it, collaborating all the while with your fund managers and those operating entities.
So then how do you ensure the accuracy and reliability of the data? Because, I mean, particularly when you think of private markets, they're not exactly known for being transparent.
Yeah, there's two levels to that. The one is what the technology can offer. So technology does a very good job at doing things like field validation. You know, is this a number where it should be a word, for example, or reasonability checks. If emissions are more intense in certain industries than known bounds, highlighting that as a potential error and something that needs to be reviewed. So there's that part of it. But really, it's through that collaboration that the data is really enhanced. And it's not just the data, it's about the understanding. So I'll give you an example. If a fund manager publishes information about a fund to an asset owner, and the asset owner reviews that publication and identifies that it looks like something is out by a factor of 10, for example. Instead of having the asset owner just fix that and report it, the fund manager would be none the wiser around that particular problem. So enabling the ability to go back on just that one particular holding and saying, hey, this looks wrong, and having that dialogue, and the fund manager might go, yeah, no, that's actually right. It just is an anomaly. Or, yeah, let's change that and we'll resubmit, means that that process actually refines both the collaboration and the understanding and then ultimately the data. So again, the data is kind of a byproduct of collaborative risk management between the different parties.
And greenwashing is a pretty major focus for regulators. We've certainly seen ASIC crack down on a number of greenwashing cases over the past couple of years. So I'm wondering how PathZero helps asset owners manage those risks. I assume keeping track of that data is actually very helpful to avoiding any regulatory dangers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a large part of what we do. And I think we can split it into sort of three different categories. In the first one, the greenwashing risk of holding something that you say you don't hold. So by exclusion, so accidentally holding, say, tobacco or ammunition where you think you don't. And the role we play is really just surfacing that holding level information through these investment ownership structures, where you might invest into a fund, which is in turn invested into a fund, which is in turn invested into an asset. And that makes it really difficult to actually get to the bottom there and find out what you're actually holding. And so part of what we do is simply surfacing what it is, what industry it's in, and having that communication flow to avoid that type of litigation risk. The second part is talking about your net zero ambition and net zero claims. Again, you don't want to make false and misleading statements around that as a asset owner. And so there it's about substantiating the claims around stewardship and progress in terms of carbon intensity or emissions intensity in the portfolio. Again, having the data, having that demonstrable way that you work with your fund managers to manage the risk creates a fantastic substantiation for your disclosures. The third part, obviously, mandatory reporting is coming. But what's really interesting about ASIC's approach to mandatory reporting is that they're taking a different stance to the greenwashing, in the sense that they're being quite collaborative, putting out guidance such as RG280, and really working with the industry to help them create really good sustainability disclosures, especially as we're easing in. So, but there again, it's split into four components. PathZero really helps with the data for scenario modeling. PathZero helps with demonstrating risk management, as I mentioned, through that collaborative process. And then obviously surfacing the metrics. So we provide a large part of what's required under the mandatory reporting regime for private markets data.
And physical risk is also coming into focus through organizations like the IGCC. So I'm wondering how asset owners can kind of manage that as well through the platform.
Yeah, physical risk is huge. I think there's a huge focus shift in the investment lens on mitigation to adaptation, and certainly a lot more real-world events that are focusing attention on financial loss, but also the opportunity to invest in technologies that will help in an adaptation. So Patsyra currently does surface the country of operation level information for private markets assets, which already is useful. But really, to do a proper physical risk assessment, you do need to zoom down to the geographic location of the operations within those holdings. And so we're currently running a pilot with some of our asset owners here in Australia to, again, through the network, surface that geolocation data directly from those key holdings within a portfolio where physical risk is most appropriate to, or that it has, you know, it has the biggest risk. So in that sense, we're absolutely going to help surface, again, on a risk-based approach, using analytics, the key areas in the portfolio where you need this data, and then through our fund manager network, getting access to this information directly from the operating entity.
How important do you see this becoming into the future? Obviously, we've kind of touched on the regulatory requirements that are here now. Do you think that's going to grow into the future? Do you think that this is going to become more prevalent?
Absolutely. As private markets continues to receive higher and higher allocations of investment portfolios globally, there will be an increased need to operate at the same level that the listed markets operate on. And the listed markets have regulation, they've got a lot more rules, so the quality of data is much, much better. So if we're continuing to see a rise of institutional asset owners like superannuation funds in Australia, but also thinking abroad, public pension funds in the US and other markets like the UK, you will need to have this level of data and transparency in private markets to have a real shot at those allocations growing. Otherwise, regulators are going to have to step in at some point because you can't fulfill your fiduciary responsibility or your if you don't manage this risk within the portfolio. And that requires data, but I would say the precursor to data is collaboration. You're outsourcing the investment mandate to an external party. And our view is that that's where this conversation starts, and the data is a byproduct of good collaborative risk management.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Only a pleasure. Thank you.
The Green Away podcast is a product of FS Sustainability. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional, legal, or tax advice. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement, and if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the FS Sustainability website, fssustainability.com.au.